Quotes of the Lubavitcher Rebbe on spreading Judaism. Know then, that no one has a copyright on spreading Judaism, Torah and mitzvos, and no single individual has inherited the right of specifically being the head of the organization, with only himself being involved. No one has been appointed the head of World Jewry. These are matters which involve each and every Jew. Everyone who so wishes, wherever he may be, can spread Judaism. And in practical terms, each Jew must proceed in Torah and mitzvos, the channels for his growth being the 10 miftsoim, beginning with oneself, and then spreading forth Torah and Yiddishkeit to the fullest extent of his influence. Above all, there must be action, involvement in the spreading of Torah and Hasidus, and in the mitzvah campaigns. We should not content ourselves with sighing over the exile, but we must act, for one deed is better than a thousand sighs. Taharas Hamishpaha is the foundation of Jewish life. It is a necessity in the process of raising children to be aware Jews, who study the Torah and fulfill its commandments. Therefore, it is appropriate that each community should have a group of women who work to spread Torah and mitzvos in general, and the mitzvah of Taharas Hamishpaha in particular. The Jewish people have been spread throughout the entire world. Their dispersion has had many purposes. Among them is the fulfillment of their responsibility to teach the Gentiles the seven mitzvos which they have been commanded. These seven mitzvos have a greater scope than is immediately apparent. The Talmud explains that these seven commandments produces 30 more particular directives. When at the previous Farbrengen, I launched a campaign for an increase in Torah study and gifts to tzedakah. I expected that the campaign would be publicized in a manner that would reach out to every Jew. I thought that advertisements would be placed in newspapers and that all communication media would be used. There's nothing wrong with using the media to spread Torah. Older Hasidim used to say that the coming of Mashiach would be written in the newspapers. There is no need to mention the person who initiated the campaign. If anonymity will bring greater results, then that path should be taken. What is most important is that action be taken. It is opposite the spirit of Yiddishkeit, and particularly opposite the spirit of Hasidus, to withhold help from anyone. If someone is in need, one must help him. If someone does not realize that he requires help, the need to help him is even greater. Each one of us has to become excited, to the point where we go beyond our bounds, about the service of spreading the wellsprings of Torah. Simultaneously, we must show a practical desire to get things done. We must spread the campaign to increase the study of Torah and gifts of tzedakah and also stress the other miftsoim as well. Through these actions, we will hasten the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days. Beginning with the first of Shvat, we must add more strength and effort to spread, not only Nigel, but also, the wellsprings of Hasidus outward. We must reach out to a Jew who is at the moment separate from his Jewish roots and immerse him in the wellsprings. We must speak to him in his language and in a manner that he, too, can understand. Torah and Hasidus must spread into 70 languages in the effort to reach out to every Jew, and their teachings must be adapted in a manner that will be understood by every Jew. In the previous Rebbe's case, his outstanding characteristics were his dedication and self-sacrifice, a dedication toward spreading Torah to even the furthermost corners of the world, reaching even those individuals most distant from Torah. We see the success of his work, his accomplishments despite the trying conditions in Russia, and the even greater success he achieved when, through G.D.'s grace, he came to a land where Torah and mitzvos could be spread without compromise, in a manner of proceeding and adding light. In short, we must work to spread Torah with enthusiasm and excitement, through joint effort and with common goals. These efforts will hasten the revelation of the Third Temple, the temple that was built by G.D., with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days.